Masks Forever, Democrat Senator Ed Markey Blocks Americans from Freedom to Breathe. By Hannah Blow on September 7, 2023. Democrat Senator Ed Markey, DMA, this week blocked Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., after the Republican tried to pass the Freedom to Breathe Act by unanimous consent. The act would essentially ban federal mask mandates. We tried mask mandates once in this country. They failed to control the spread of respiratory viruses, violated basic bodily freedom, and set our fellow citizens against one another, Vance said in a statement after initially introducing the legislation. He explained that the legislation will ensure that no federal bureaucracy, no commercial airline, and no public school can impose the misguided policies of the past. Democrats say they're not going to bring back mask mandates. We're going to hold them to their word, he added. Vance tried to pass the legislation in the upper chamber by unanimous consent, but Markey blocked it, asserting that it would hamstring public health experts who guided our nation out of the darkest days of a pandemic. The same experts who pushed masks, which have proven to be relatively ineffective, as well as vaccines, which neither prevent transmission of the virus nor prevent one from contracting it, either. Heed the message for the American people and let's learn the lessons of the past couple of years. Mandatory masking was a failure. It had cost for very little benefits, and we shouldn't repeat it. Mr. President, as if in legislative session, I asked unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediately consideration of S. 2738, the Freedom to Breathe Act, which is at desk, Vance said. Further, that the bill be considered read a third time and passed, and the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate, he added, prompting a rejection from Markey. This bill would undermine the ability of states of cities and towns across this country to make decisions about what's best for their communities with silence, and hamstring public health experts who have guided our nation out of the darkest days of a pandemic that has killed 1,139,000 people in our country in 3 years, Markey said. Let me repeat that. This disease has killed 1,139,000 people already, and doctors' experts are saying the COVID is coming back. It's on the rise once again, Markey said, fear-mongering once again. Markey's warning comes as studies show masks prove to be ineffective, an admission made by Dr. Anthony Fauci himself in early 2020, as he privately admitted that the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. Related video, Fauci, masks didn't work for broad population but on individual basis there is an advantage. The Cochrane Library concluded that wearing masks in the community probably makes little or no difference to the outcome of influenza-like illness, ILI/COVID-19-like illness compared to not wearing masks. Despite that, President Biden is among those who has started masking up indoors again following his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, contracting the virus for the second time, despite being double vaccinated and double boosted.